There's quite a bit happening in Chapel Hill right now. The Tar Heels have a new basketball coach for the first time in nearly two decades. We'll have Bubba Cunningham on to talk about that with us tomorrow. And the Tar Heel football program, poised to be a preseason top 10 team this year, is 10 days away from its spring game. I read yesterday the limited tickets on sale sold out quickly, but you could still watch it on the ACC network on April 24th. We're now being joined by the Hall of Fame coach, Mack Brown. And what I found interesting about your comments a few weeks ago when you were talking about all the expectations surrounding your team, you didn't shy away from talking about the fact that you could be a preseason top 10 team. I don't even hear coaches say this anymore. You have to drown out the noise because now it's kind of accepted with cell phones and how accessible things are. They're going to see the good. They're going to see the bad. Walk me through that with you, your staff, your players, why you've chosen to take head on these expectations that are higher than I think any preseason expectations have ever been for a North Carolina team.
But Josh, I think you've got to dream it. You've got to see it. You've got to think about it. You've got to talk about it before you can do it. And at Texas, we had very high expectations. We talked about being the best team in the country every year, and we want to be the same thing here. I think if you're doing something, why not try to do it to the best of anybody? And that's what we want our players to talk about and think about, and then we want them to play up to it. So we're not just talking about it. We're practicing really hard, and we're recruiting hard, and we're trying our best to live up to that expectation. But if somebody, the first year people were saying, we hope you go to a bowl. We hope you can win six games. And I thought, how awful. How sad for us that's our goal. And now we're sitting here talking about let's try to be the best, and that's a load. I mean, the same five or six teams that are in the playoffs have been in the playoffs every year for the last 6 years or something, so we know who they are. But it's our job to try to get in that mix, live in that neighborhood, and then that gives you a chance to win a national championship. And we went to a January 6th bowl this year. We didn't finish like we wanted to. In the fourth quarter, we had a chance against the number five team in the country. We had a chance against the number two team in the country in Notre Dame earlier in the year, and we didn't finish in the fourth quarter like we wanted to. And then we had a great game against number 10 Miami. So we're running around in that neighborhood. We know who we are. We know what we've got to do to get better, and those expectations are really fun for us.
Do you think you would have handled it similarly as a younger coach with those great Carolina teams you had in the 90s?
Probably not. I can't even remember being that young coach, but I'm so much smarter now, and I've seen so much more now, and I'm a better coach now, Josh, than I was then. So I was learning on the run every day, and I remember when we were number four and Florida State was number one and game day was coming in here, and I've never been prouder than that moment, and then we couldn't block them. A quarterback got knocked down. We weren't as good as they were. We were probably a top 10 team, but we weren't a top 5 team. So now that we're headed back in that direction, as a coach, I've been there. Most of our coaches have either won national championships or played for them on our staff, so that's their expectation. And I really believe that it's our job to pull the players up to the level that we know that this school deserves, and the reason they brought us back, and that's what we want to get accomplished.
Mack Brown with us here on Sports Hub Tryon. When you build a program that you want to contend for titles, you're going to have a lot of great guys go into the pros, and there was a lot of interest at your pro day not too long ago. Steve Smith was there. We had Daniel Jeremiah on with us last week talking about some of those guys, and he even talked about what scouts were telling him, how excited they were about Sam Howe as a prospect. So I remember watching him throw at that pro day and wondering what some of those scouts were thinking. Has he already gotten some feedback on what to maybe work on if he wants to strengthen himself as a prospect, his potential last year in Chapel Hill?
Yes, Josh. Phil Longo's done a tremendous job with quarterbacks his whole career, so he's really helped Sam since he's been here, and he's just gotten so much better and continues to do so. And Phil and Sam watch a lot of NFL film, and they talk about the next level and what you have to learn and all the things you've got to get accomplished here before you can get to that next spot. And then we hired Daryl Moody, who was a longtime college football coach and an NFL scout for 19 years. And Coach Moody can help with Sam because he can tell him, here's what they're going to look at in the combine. Here's what the draft people like about you right now, and here's what their concerns are that you need to fix. So we feel like that we're giving our young guys every bit of information they need to hopefully not only get to the next level but be successful when they get there. And people say, well, you're saying Sam's probably going to leave, and I think he will. If we tell our guys, if you can make a lot of money, we've got it. We understand it. You need to leave and go on. Trevor Lawrence stayed last year. If Sam wanted to stay, we'd be really excited about having him back. But our expectation is that he'll stay healthy, he'll have a great year, he'll be a first-round draft choice, and he'll move on. So that's what we're thinking, and that's why I'm working so hard to establish a strong quarterback room behind Sam is very important, because that'll be our future.
Whether you're talking about this year's guys or guys you had in the past go to the league who are at Texas, I'm interested in what the conversations sound like with coaches, scouts, and GMs, because I've seen situations where players learn maybe a coach told a GM something pretty candidly, honestly, some of the weaknesses they might have, and it could have cost them some draft position. And the coach defend it by saying, I have to be honest that way, so that way they trust me and I don't hurt prospects in the future. How important is honesty when it comes to strengths and weaknesses when you're speaking to NFL execs about your players?
Josh, it's a good question, and it's a hard question, and we never use the word weakness. We always say concerns that we can get fixed. So we talk about their strength, and here are some concerns. But what we normally do, I went to the pro day. I told all the scouts and general managers and coaches that were there that these are all great young people. They've never been in trouble in any way at any time. They all give us 100% in practice every day. Most of them have graduated, and the ones that haven't are going to. So we're going to let you decide by watching their video and talking to their position coach whether they fit what you need or not in the draft, but we're not going to get into that. So most of the time, the position coach only talks to the scouts and the general managers and the coaches, because they all have friends. And we've said, either say something positive or don't say anything, because it's not fair to our young people. If we're talking about negatives, and very honestly, I cleaned it up off the field. They're all great young people. They all do everything they're supposed to do. They'd be tremendous team members. But it's your guys' responsibility to try them out and watch them on the video, and you determine what you think they do well and what they don't. That's not our place to tell you, because our guys aren't pro coaches. So we stay out of what they do well and what they don't do well. We just talk about their character and their effort, and the ability is obvious.
So you're not spending time talking to NFL coaches or GMs?
No. I've told them, some others may call, but that's why I go to Pro Day. I go to Pro Day to say, these are great young people. They've never had a negative thing or done a negative thing for the program in the 2 years that we've been here. You would be lucky to have any of them in your program. They all try real hard, and it's your responsibility to see whether they fit you or not. But there are no questions of character or effort or toughness or anything else. So we get that cleared up in the beginning, and then we tell them, you look at the video and see if you like them or not. If you do, take them, and you'll be lucky to get them. If not, then they'll go somewhere else.
I remember you were emotional after your first win against South Carolina. Coming back, I was in that press room, and something that you said, I remember very well, you said, I promised Sally I wouldn't take losses as hard this time around as I did back when I was at Texas. So I'm interested in what you were thinking when you were watching Roy Williams' press conference last week, and you could see how much the losses the last 2 years weighed on him, to the point where a Hall of Fame coach who's won more than 900 games says, I don't think I'm the right man for the job moving forward.
Josh, coaches have a tremendous amount of pride, and it's not about what you've done in the past. In fact, usually you remember more about your losses as a coach than you do your wins. And fans will say, I can't believe you lost that game. And I said, I can't believe it either. I know this is crushing to you fans, but I hated it more than you did, man. It's the way I eat. It's the way I make a living. And I'm involved every day with these kids. So we've got so much invested. Losses are hard. And I saw those losses tough for Roy. And I saw the team play up and down. And he wasn't happy with that. And I could tell. And he and I are very close. And I watched him and listened to him throughout the year. And actually, Bubba Cunningham, who is on the basketball committee, was up at Indianapolis and was supposed to stay through the end of the tournament. He walks out to practice the day that Roy retired. And I said, what are you doing here? You've got to wait till Monday. And this was, I think, Thursday before the Monday of the finals. And he said, I got some bad news. And he always thinks somebody's dead or really sick or had a wreck or something. And he said, Coach Williams is retiring. And it actually got me. It was emotional for me because I wasn't ready for him to quit. I wanted him to keep coaching. I know he loves coaching, and I was disappointed for him that the last 2 years haven't been what he wanted, but also what he expected. And I admired so much the way he came out in his press conference and said, you know, it's time for somebody else right now to do this, because he's honest, he's forthright, he's got such a great heart, and he loves this place, and he just felt like that at the time it wasn't going like he would want it to go if he was running the place, so he stepped away. Now, that being said, he probably was on the golf course right after that press conference getting ready to beat all of us and make sure we understand, because he's a great golfer, and he loves it, and he'll continue to compete. He'll help Hubert, and he'll be around a lot, so Coach Williams isn't going away.
Did you speak with him afterwards?
I did. The thing that I said is what a great career, and let's throw out the 900 plus wins. Let's throw out the three national championships, and let's throw out all the conference championships, the national players of the year. But just think about how many young lives you've touched and changed, not only on your team but around your program and people who care about Kansas basketball or people who care about UNC basketball. And those things to me will be much more important when they lay myself down and lay Roy down. It'll be more about the people you've touched than the games you've won.
Coach Brown, thank you so much for making the time and the triad today. It's appreciated, and I hope we get to see each other face-to-face sometime this fall.
Josh, I'm ready for that. Let's keep fighting this COVID stuff, and let's keep fighting the social injustice issues, and make sure that we're all trying to be fair. We're all trying to be consistent. We all do what is the right thing to do, but let's work really hard to make 2021 our best year yet.
Right on. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you, Josh.
Appreciate the time from Mac Brown. A lot of stuff to get to from that. I put this question out on social media today. If you had to guess now, which non-playoff team in the NFL are you most confident is going to make the playoffs in 2021? Conversely, which playoff team from this past year are you most confident will not make the playoffs this next year? I've got an answer on both accounts. We'll get to yours as well on Twitter @SportsUpDryant, 336-777-1600. It's all next on The Drive.